USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
100 million American adults are now fully vaccinated. That's nearly 40% of all U.S. adults.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients making that announcement during a news briefing. Federal agents are at a Southeast Texas home after over 90 human smuggling victims were discovered inside.
They basically, are in there in their basic clothing and all huddled together. So that's what we saw when we got in.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Darren Edwards saying officers were extremely surprised to find dozens of people inside a two-story house in the city. Edwards saying some of the possible victims may have coronavirus. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Police across the nation are mourning the death of an officer in Gilbert, Arizona. A suspect in a stolen car struck and killed one officer, critically injuring another during a wild chase involving gunfire and multiple law enforcement agencies in the Phoenix suburb. Chandler Police Officer Christopher Farr was killed, and a Gilbert police officer was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey ordering flags at half-staff to honor the fallen officer. Vice President Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris says the American Jobs Plan will help working families.
You know, when I think about it, I think about good transit equals vibrant communities, right? So if we think about it in terms of an investment in public transit, it is an investment in job creation.
Harris also saying public transit is good for public health and curbing climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Mike Pence gives his first political speech since leaving office.
In his first speech since leaving office, former Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday night had some choice words about President Biden's vision of America.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we make for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Vice President Pence was speaking to the Palmetto Family Council, a South Carolina social conservative Christian group.
President Biden has launched an explosion of runaway spending to the tune of $6 trillion and counting. And after our administration worked in a bipartisan way with Congress on every single COVID bill, the Biden administration passed their COVID bill on a partisan basis and actually used COVID relief to fund a massive expansion of the welfare state. They've proposed trillions of dollars in expanding the federal role of government in every area of our life, literally from cradle to grave. And they're using an infrastructure bill to advance a radical climate change agenda.
Perhaps in preparation for office again, he also laid out details to a positive agenda for the Republican Party moving forward. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union is accusing Apple of violating antitrust laws in the music streaming market. EU regulators say Apple is harming Spotify and other rivals by setting strict rules and charging high fees on its app store. For USA Radio News,
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. The state's top epidemiologist said that the school districts in Iron and Kane counties are violating the state's mask mandate for schools, but that the state Utah Department of Health doesn't plan to enforce those violations. The Hurricane City Police Department announced that an arrest has been made in a hit-and-run incident on April 10th that left two teenage girls hospitalized. The final segment of the Southern Parkway is nearing completion and is expected to open in late May. A Utah man was arrested Thursday and faces federal charges for crimes related to the breach of the U.S. Capitol in January and is one of 400 individuals arrested over the last several months. And one person is dead and two more were transported to the hospital after multiple semi-tractor trailers and a passenger vehicle collided on I-15 near the Arizona-Nevada border Wednesday evening. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 91 today, clear and 57 tonight, cloudy and 91 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Sometimes our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Don't let the media, the press, or your environment brainwash you. It's not a black on white thing. It's not a black on black thing, and it's not a gang on gang thing. It is simply one thing. It's an ignorance thing. It's an ignorance thing. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, when I die, I won't be able to leave a lot of money behind. I won't be able to leave a lot of luxurious and fine things behind, but I want to leave a committed life behind. What kind of committed life will you leave behind? Don't be afraid to think. It's not illegal yet.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you. So much to talk about today. This is going to be a really informational show today. I hope you have a pen and paper for the most part, because I don't normally ask that, but a pen and paper might be nice unless you can text yourself messages really fast. You're going to get a lot of information today. I like those shows. I like the shows where we're really grasping, some things that are very useful for our lives right now. And so before we get going, there's a couple of things I'm going to talk about. I know Governor Cox is in the news again, national news. So that should be very interesting. You'll want to hear what this person has to say, because they pretty much nailed it. And so many things. But right now, I have a wonderful guest, Kathy Barnett, who is running in Pennsylvania. She is running for the Senate there. And I wanted to talk to you because I want to start this out. And by the way, welcome, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
You betcha. In fact, this is going to be very interesting, because I purposefully did not do a lot of homework on Kathy, because I wanted to ask, just as some people out there in the public would say, okay, what are you all about? And I really wanted to get from you, what are you all about? Why are you running? And what I do know about you is you happen to be African American. You are running for the Senate and you are running on conservative values. And let me just say, on the Republican ticket, which is I have to say, it's unusual, right? We don't have a lot of people. Burgess has been on the show multiple times, and he's even said there's not a lot of African Americans running for these positions. And so I would love to ask you, Kathy, why are you running for office?
Yeah, well, let me just go back and say, things are changing.
They are.
Last year, in 2020, there were 30 black Republicans running for Congress.
Right.
Now, no one talked about it because our black lives on the conservative side don't tend to matter. So no one was really talking about these 30 accomplished, amazing Americans who are black and who are running for Congress. Now, that was unprecedented for the Republicans, for the Republican Party. No one ever, that has never really happened before, but no one talked about it. So that's the reason why most people don't know. But it is true. When elected next year, I will be the first black Republican woman to be in the Senate. So for whatever that is worth. But
I understand
the culture in which we're living in, and everyone seems to be really obsessed with the color of my skin right now.
I was going to say, people should know, can you do the job? Do you want to do the job? Is this something that under what your education is and what you have to offer at the table, as this could make a difference, what difference is that? Isn't it funny that people now are taught to concentrate on the color of the skin, the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King wanted? I just think it's so bizarre still in 2021. This is what we're doing.
And let me tell you, last year was the first time I ever ran for public office. I ran unsuccessfully for Congress in the 4th Congressional District of Pennsylvania. I ran in a D+9 district. I had no idea what D+9 meant back then. Now I do. But we did really, really well. We only, by the time we came out of the lockdown last year, we only had 4 months to actually run our campaign. And we raised over $1 million in just a little under 4 months in a D+9 district because people were inspired by the message that I was sharing. And the message I was sharing then is the same message I continue to share now, and that is the exceptionalism of America.
Right.
This is the greatest country that has ever existed, but it's the greatest country that has ever existed because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution.
Amen.
And it is that very same document that is under great assault right now. America does not exist apart from the U.S. Constitution. And about 3 weeks ago, Biden stood up and said, all of the amendments are up for reconsideration. That should have made all of our hair stand up on the back of our neck.
Yeah.
And yet people just ho-hum, keep shopping. Our nation is being assaulted and our country is unraveling, and she is in desperate need of people who understand the story, who really do understand the issues, and who are willing to take a stand. And that is, one of the foremost reasons why I'm running.
I love it. And I'm so glad that you led out with the Constitution, because that means a lot to me, and it tells me a lot about your knowledge of it and the importance of it in your campaign. One thing I do know about you is you wrote a book called Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. You're on Fox News a lot and so forth. And so I love that you're spreading the message you are about the Constitution, because this administration seems to have forgotten completely about it. They not forgotten, they want to demolish it. They want to gut America.
They want to demolish it.
Yeah, they want to gut it.
It's a restraint. It's a restraint, right? I can't get the quote exactly, but John Adams said, "Our nation is made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for any other kind." And then he goes on to say, to express the idea that when we lay aside morality, people will move through the Constitution like a whale through a net. And that is where we are right now. We're living in a culture that wants to pretend there is no such thing as right and wrong. So when you're looking at what's happening at our southern border, they will have you to believe there is no right or wrong here. It's either you are a racist or you're not.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And everything becomes about your emotions, but there are some things that are absolute true and absolute false. What is taking place at our southern border right now, I believe it is very intentional. I believe it is reaping the benefits that Democrats intended for it to reap. Mayhem, chaos, a distraction, and a whole lot of foolishness. It's not rocket science to know what will happen if you begin to double speak and send mixed messages about what will happen when an illegal gets to our border and tries to cross in. It's not rocket science. They knew exactly what will happen. And the reason why they're no longer running down there like they were during the Trump administration, and the reason why Kamala still hasn't made her way to the border, is because it's giving them exactly what they intended: distraction, chaos, mayhem. The only thing I believe these people are a little bit uncomfortable about when it comes to the border is having to explain to the American people why little boys and girls are allegedly being molested. Other than that, it is giving them exactly what they intended.
Oh, Yeah, 100%. 100%. I love this. And so as if you get into the Senate, which I'm really hoping that you do, what would you do? What does your role mean to you? What do you have to offer there specifically at the Senate that you could do that's different than what we've seen? Because we've seen both parties just have amazing problems trying to find one party, I think, just hates us. The other party, they haven't really stood up for a lot. So what would you do different?
One of the things I would bring to the Senate is a backbone.
Thank the Lord.
How about that? How about we just start with that?
That would be great.
About that instead of sticking our finger in the air trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing,
oh, amen.
Right? You know, I heard Lindsey Graham so many times after Biden's State mm-hmm. of the Disunion address, you know, Lindsey Graham talked about how fearful he was, mm-hmm. right? Whether he was fearful over Tim Scott being attacked on social media, or whether he's fearful because Biden makes him scared. I mean, we need some grown-ups. We need mm-hmm. people with a backbone. We need some mama bears.
Yeah, we do.
In our government right now. I love my country. I grew up on a pig farm in southern Alabama. I grew up in a home with no insulation, no running water, an outhouse in the back, and a well on the side.
Wow.
But it is my country that has allowed me the ability, this little black girl who grew up below the bottom rung of the economic ladder, to be able to carve a life out for herself. And our country is in desperate need of people who will stand up and defend her.
Yes.
She has done so much for our nation. She has been this constant shining light on the hill for all who are wounded and broken and belabored. And she has been there. And now she needs Americans to get our head out of the sand,
mm-hmm.
stop constantly pointing out the hypocrisy of the left, trying to play gotcha with them, and actually begin to stand up and defend our nation.
Amen. I completely agree. We have needed this for a very, very long time. Is there anyone in the Senate that you admire, or the Congress that you admire?
Josh Hawley.
Okay.
Really do. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz, more and more, right?
Mm-hmm.
These people are really beginning to wake up and realize what's going on. I love the fact that he will no longer take corporate PAC money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like they always want to collude against us when it's convenient for mm-hmm. them. When the left tells them mm-hmm. to boycott, they just jump like a little lap dog, and then they throw conservatives under the bus.
Yeah.
Until, of course, they want a tax break, or they want mm-hmm. some kind of leniency, right, or some kind of business advantage, then they come to us. So I'm very grateful that, you know, that we have some senators and others who are beginning to wake up to the woke culture.
Yeah.
But, you know, I need help. I cannot do this on my own. Our side of the political aisle, not all, but there are still those, mm-hmm. you know, who are in a position to make, you know, to really come alongside candidates like myself. You know, we still have this image of the good old white boy.
Yes, you're right.
Run for these offices.
You're
and
right.
We need to recognize, when was the last time we heard a Democrat debate an issue? They don't debate issues.
No, they use the media. They talk
about emotions and feelings.
They use the media.
And
so we only have about 20 seconds. How do people help you?
Go to KathyBarnett.com or mm-hmm. BarnettForSenate.com mm-hmm.
okay.
and donate. I need you to donate. I need you to share my information. Mm-hmm. I need you to engage.
Awesome. I think this is great. Kathy, good luck to you. And I do want to hear from you further into the race. I want to hear from how things are going.
Thank you so much for
you
having me.
You bet. Kathy Barnett. Barnett for Senate. That's Barnett with an E for Senate.com. Go and help her. She's great. Go and help her. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. I am yet to meet a man that enjoys taking the pill for erectile dysfunction. Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has something different. we're the only ones using the two most advanced and powerful forms of acoustic wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology possesses unprecedented qualities that can rehabilitate erectile tissue and is the new standard of care for ED. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and want to get your love life back with proven technology, call us right now. Those that do will receive the initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no charge. We'll also include an enhanced special gift that I don't think I've ever seen fail. It produces immediate results in the bedroom. This is worth hundreds of dollars, and it's totally free to those that call now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 435-922-7000.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Come see all the great savings at Finley Hyundai, like 0% APR for 60 months.
Plus zero payments for 90 days on select models.
Now get a $3,000 rebate on 2021 Tucson SE with over 25 to choose from. Hyundai comes with complimentary maintenance for 3 years.
Or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first.
And Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles, powertrain limited warranty.
Finley Hyundai, on the savings side of the freeway. Finley Hyundai, stgeorge.com.
What you need right now is a nice little getaway, and we have just what the doctor ordered. Retreat to Mesquite for the Casablanca Resort's $99 room and golf package. Right now, you can get a one-night stay in a gorgeous, super relaxing room at the Casablanca Resort and 18 holes of golf at your choice of either the Palms or Casablanca Golf Club. The perfect getaway you need right now. Book your $99 room and golf package now at CasablancaResort.com or call 877-438-2929.
You've seen the imitators. You've seen the impersonators. But there's only one gun show that continues to bring the best brands, selections, and pricing on rifles, shotguns, pistols, and ammo. Right here to Southern Utah. Crossroads of the West Gun Show. This weekend at the Dixie Center, you'll find everything from large caliber guns, knives, scopes, binoculars, holsters, to high capacity magazines. You can buy, sell, and trade, so bring your guns this weekend down to the Dixie Center. The show starts Saturday from 9 to 5 and finishes Sunday from 9 to 4. This weekend only at the Dixie Center. Crossroads of the West Gun Show. Don't miss the expert appraisers. Plus, at Crossroads Gun Show, you can always expect guns, parts, grips, clips, holsters, ammo, and everything in between. Your ticket is good all weekend, so come early. Crossroads of the West, Southern Utah's best gun and hunter sale. This weekend only at the Dixie Center, just off exit 6 in St. George.
Heard of impulse buying? Let me tell you about Tempulse buying. It's what happens when you lie down on a Tempur-Pedic mattress and within 2 seconds you're saying, oh, I'm getting this baby. I mean like now. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. We've got a large in-stock selection of Tempur-Pedic mattresses, including the one that's perfect for you. There's nothing, I mean nothing like them. Best in the world, plus free delivery and no interest financing for 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Lionsgate has
given me my family back.
A whole new outlook on life.
Gave me a little bit of self-worth.
Shown me how to be comfortable in my own skin.
Been one of the biggest blessings in my life.
So many gifts.
The most important thing I learned in treatment was acceptance.
Honesty. I feel true joy.
Happiness. I get to live a life that I'm proud of.
My favorite thing about Lionsgate is to get to know my true authentic self.
We are people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
The Ironman 70.3 North American Championship is coming to Greater Zion May 1st. This is an exciting event that brings a lot of notoriety and economic impact to the area. Greater Zion is inviting local businesses to take advantage of this free opportunity by making exclusive offers to the competitors and volunteers of the event. Get your I'm Local information right now at imlocalstg.com. Offer deals to competitors and volunteers while getting your piece of the economic impact. Go to imlocalstg.com.
Talk lines are open now.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch a tube. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to old El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you on a Friday, and lots of good information today that I want to go over, and I will want your calls too today. So I just wanted to mention Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure you get over there, 688-8797, and order up a swim spa, order up a hot tub. The Bullfrog hot tub is the very, very best. They sell the very, very best in swim spas, but you get to make your, a lot of people are doing renovations. It's kind of amazing out there. And you are, you know what, you're in charge of what you've got in your backyard, and you can make that a little heaven on earth. So do it. I would definitely say that this might be something you want to invest in and do. And also, they have some great deals going on right now with Tropical Pool and Spa. And they're just the best at what they do. Hands down. Been so impressed. I know so many people that have gone through Tropical and have had the same reaction. Wow, they're really good. 688-8797. And make sure you get over to Dr. Diet, too. If you're looking to lose some weight, this would be a great way to do it. I have used them. And let me just tell you, they know what they're doing. And when it's time to actually get it done and not just gain five, lose five, everybody plays that game. This is at this point, get it gone, get the weight gone. And the phone number there is 628-DIET. They'll even do a free body analysis for you. And you can find out right where your health is, and I don't want to call it diet, because it's just way of eating, way of life for your body type. Very interesting. Body types are very interesting. Last night, Dr. Lee Merritt, what a huge crowd that was, 375 people. It was really, really nice to see so many young people. My hat's off to Citizens for a Constitutional Government for getting Dr. Lee Merritt here. She was amazing. Had her on the show for a couple of days. I never do that, but it was really, she was just such a wealth of knowledge that I just felt it was really important to have her on the show. And I really, really liked that. And one thing I think my advice would be, one thing that you could really do right now that would be very easy to do would be to go down and get your vitamin D checked. You know, these tests can be done at an Insta lab, I call them, and can be done probably under $50. And it's worth finding out where your vitamin D is and your zinc and stuff, because this is your fighting resource inside your body, and you might not know it's low. And if it's under 25, then that could spell a lot of problems for you. Your body trying to fight with not a lot of army there, okay? And so the level should be over 50, if not over 60, would be optimal. And if your level is not high, and many people are low, and the sun won't really do it, you know, you've got to take a supplement. Our lifestyles are very, very indoors now. And especially here when it gets hotter, they're indoors too. People are out there, but that's not going to cut it. So make sure that you are taking a really good supplement. Thorn and Pure are excellent supplements. I know Mercola has one that combines K2 for your dental, for your teeth, for your bones. So really good. And I think his is like K2 at 180 milligrams, and you got the 5,000 with Mercola. But they also, Thorn sells a 10,000 dose. And so if you're doing that every day and you're upping those levels, then your body has a fighting chance no matter what age you are to fight stuff off. And I really love that piece of information, because a lot of people don't realize they can just go and ask for one of those blood tests, and they're very, very simple to perform and easy and doesn't cost a lot. But man, it can sure solve a lot of problems that I think by the time you get some pretty severe problems, cancer and the rest, you could have gone back and maybe solved that had you known, right? So make sure that you get that tested. And I think people are kind of surprised when they get their numbers back and realize how far it's plummeted, how low it is, really. And then that really will help you. And she said, you know, when we're looking at illnesses and stuff, people with A blood type tend to not do as well with coronaviruses and things like this. And she said, and also the fact that vitamin D is very low. That can be a severe problem. So I really appreciate you looking into this and getting on top of it for your own health and your loved ones. I think this is a great idea. She said, you know, chlorine, you know, the one I'm talking about. She said, you know, to make sure you have that access to that, because she said, look, she said in Uganda, you know, they have very, very low illness rate there because they can get it over the counter. Now, Cox could change that at any moment. Governor Cox could actually make that so it is over the counter here. Why isn't he? He's so concerned about our health. I gotta get everyone that vaccine. I'm so excited. Why isn't he excited about, you know, the natural part of our health? You know, the actual part of our health, not the destroying part, but the actual part that makes us healthy. So I'm telling you, I think take it into your own hands and you know, get into a doctor, whatever you want to do. But just make sure that's something that you can do right now that's, I think, easy to do. I also wanted to say this. This guy wrote a piece, Jared Whitley, for Newsmax about our governor. Boy, Tucker Carlson and now Newsmax. It's very interesting that they're noticing that we all elected a very, very liberal governor. So I want to tell you what he said, because I think he's right on the money. But this is so interesting to me. He said this: when you were in junior high school, did you know a guy who would do anything to get attention? Someone so desperate for validation, he might eat garbage or insects or whatever at lunch? Maybe you met this guy a few years later when he was working on his gender studies minor because he thought it might help him meet girls in college, but he quit even when he realized it wasn't helping. If you've ever known that guy, come to Utah, because now that guy has somehow stumbled into our governor's mansion. While the conservative majority of Utah has to look with jealousy at the other state parties who are finding the iron to push back on the Biden administration and false priests of wokeness, Cox weirdly believes it's his mission to reshape us. He encourages gender dysphoria among Utah's youth, wants male athletes to destroy girls in sports, supports the Utah Jazz's policy of discrimination against white children, and evinces mask hypocrisy usually saved for California Democrats. What's baffling is that Cox didn't need to do this. He's not a Republican governor in a blue state. The last Democrat to win Utah was Lyndon Johnson in 1964. There's no reason for Cox to preen the state's far left, mostly anti-Mormon news media, except his own desperate insecurity. He will eat garbage or insects or whatever he has to in order to get attention. Cox might excuse this headline-chasing virtue signaling with the need to win over young voters, but if that's true, he's moving in the wrong direction. The violent extremism of the transgender movement is alienating young people, including actual sexual minorities like this wonderfully honest YouTuber who insists that T needs to be dropped because it's a far jump from love is love. He lets mutilate little children for profit. Yet Cox is leaning as hard as he can into the transgender movement to the point of conjuring up crocodile tears recently on the need for underage gender reassignment, because if we don't mutilate the body of a child experiencing what is probably temporary gender dysphoria, that person might kill themselves. The unique gentleness of Utah politics has allowed Cox to sneak into office. Did you hear that? The unique gentleness of Utah politics has allowed Cox to sneak into office. You could say Romney, too, at that juncture. Because so many kind, safe, conservative people here like to sit back and tell themselves all is well. It's become easy for liberals like Cox to slip past the goalie. If Utahns want to continue to live in the best state, we need to fight for it. This week, the Utah Republican Party is holding its annual convention because it's a year off. No one is seeking elected office, but people are running for party positions. Many of us are hoping we'll get party leaders blessed with both the knowledge of what is and stake for the ardor to fight for it, even if that means fighting against the party establishment. If spineless Spencer Cox can't stand up to the forces polluting our mountain home so dearly, maybe he won't stand up to stronger members of his own party. Who knows? If we get really lucky, Cox might resign to finish that gender studies minor. Wow. I love it. At least he's telling the truth. It's nice to see other people see it. Tucker Carlson sees it. Why doesn't Utah? You know, if you look at the comments, though, whenever he is saying something, usually daily to us about our health or talking to us like we're 3 years old, what the interesting part is the comments are mostly negative, just like Romney. The comments are mostly all negative. So I'm not quite sure why we are not waking up to our own very, very local problem. And then, of course, we need people locally to stand up a little bit stronger for who and what we are here, what we believe in here as a whole. Because I'll tell you, the majority here is very silent, and we sure need to be speaking out and speaking up. It's kind of like Kathy Barnett said, get a backbone, get some courage. And what does that look like? I know it's hard, you know, listening to Dr. Lee Merritt last night. She gave a wonderful presentation, wonderful slideshow, and really showed what she was talking about. And we had talked extensively off the air about the courage to speak out because, you know, she knows that she takes certain risks for doing this. But you know what she said to me? She said, you know, and it was the same thing Judy Mikovits said to me, too, when she spoke out. And was a little worried about some of the ramifications because you can kind of look around and see what's happening. And she said, you know, she said, do you ever think that you get this feeling that you realize what your purpose is? And she said, and you realize if you don't live up to it, you'll have to live with the fact that you were a coward your whole life. She goes, I can't do that. She's like, I have to know that I'm fulfilling my purpose. And she said, honestly, she said, this is my purpose and I can feel it. I know it. So I can't not do that. So I feel like I'm in God's hands. I can do these things because I'm just doing what I was supposed to do. She said, there's a reason I know what I know and have studied what I've studied. I thought, right on, right on. We just need more of that. A lot more of that. Right. You know, after 400 days now, we've had enough time to all look at all the information. And I would think by now, 400 days later, I didn't think it would take 400 days, but 400 days later, we should be pretty aware of what's going on. And now there's really no reason not to get that courage now. Because it's like the employees telling the employer, we're all not going to wear this mask. I know of a business here in Utah that did that. The employees went, nope, we're not wearing this. So we can appease the few customers that come in that might be rattled. We're not doing it. And guess what? The employer just said, okay. Because all the employees got together and said no, right? That's the kind of courage. Band together. There's strength in numbers. Even if you can't stand alone, stand with everyone else because you'll probably get what you want done because, you know, that's usually how it works. And so I would have to say, anyone that's still wearing a mask to work, get all the employees together and say, we're not doing this. This is nuts. Why are you making us do this and compromising our health for the sake of a few people that might come in from California that might be upset or a few people that live here that might be upset? Them being upset is on them, right? It is not everybody to, it's not up to everybody to work under their neurosis. It is, you know, why are we catering to that, in other words? So I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. I want to talk about this article that just came out, and I'd love to get your comments. 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. I am yet to meet a man that enjoys taking the pill for erectile dysfunction. Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has something different. We're the only ones using the two most advanced and powerful forms of acoustic wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology possesses unprecedented qualities that can rehabilitate erectile tissue and is the new standard of care for ED. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and want to get your love life back with proven technology, call us right now. Those that do will receive the initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no charge. We'll also include an enhanced special gift that I don't think I've ever seen fail. It produces immediate results in the bedroom. This is worth hundreds of dollars, and it's totally free to those that call now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 435-922-7000.
Hey guys, Josh here at Red Rock Auto Sales. And we know lots of people sell trucks, but not many are selling them the way we do. In fact, nobody does it like Red Rock Auto 4x4 and Truck Center. With a huge selection of custom lifted trucks, leveling kits, and custom wheel and tire packages, and not to mention the largest selection of used diesel trucks in St. George, you need to come down and check out why we become the used truck leader in Southern Utah. Check us out online at redrockautosales.com or come visit the store at 960 South Bluff Street.
Share the rain. Rain Dance Dry Cleaners offers free pickup and delivery on your laundry and dry cleaning. New customers receive $10 in free dry cleaning, and when you share the rain with your friends and family, you'll get another $10 in free dry cleaning. Rain Dance services vacation rentals, Airbnb, commercial, household, while making you and your environment eco-friendly and always looking your best. Download our app today. Share the rain with Rain Dance Dry Cleaners.
Folks, after the year we've had, I think it's time to clear the air. And installing an air scrubber with A-Zion Mechanical can do just that. Using certified space technology, the air scrubber uses ionized particles that attack contaminants in the air and can easily be installed within an hour into your existing air system. What that means is it immediately starts scrubbing the air in your home from viruses, bacteria, mold, and even cleans your air ducts. Take that, science fiction. So call A-Zion Mechanical at 435-680-9180 and ask about the air scrubber today. A-Zion Mechanical, their goal is your happiness.
Have you heard of teeth in a day? Did you know teeth in a day actually means they attach a set of dentures called temporary to your dental implants for 6 to 10 months before you get your final set of teeth? At Nuvia Dental Implant Center, our revolutionary new protocol and technology allows us to give you permanent teeth in 24 hours. Before getting dental implants anywhere else, let us show you the difference. Get your permanent set of teeth in 24 hours at Nuvia. Go to nuviasmiles.com/radio to learn more.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Subaru loves the earth, preserving the environment for future generations. Take advantage now of 0% for 63 months financing on 2021 Outback, available with a turbocharged engine. 97% of Subaru Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, according to Experian. Subaru loves the earth, preserving the environment for future generations. For more information, hurry in or visit FinleySubaru.com on the savings side of the freeway, because we believe in you.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. If you're a parent and are worried about your child's social and emotional development, you may have asked yourself questions like, am I over worrying this issue? Are my son's tantrums typical? What if my daughter has a disability? If so, you're not alone. Thankfully, researchers are helping parents answer these questions. In fact, there's a new groundbreaking study on childhood mental health through Duke University. The Autism and Beyond study is aimed to test new video technology that can analyze a child's emotions and behaviors. And this will lead to tools that will eventually determine an earlier diagnosis. Because the early years of a child's development really matter, children with autism and mental health issues can have fruitful lives when they receive that early diagnosis. Would you like to learn more? Then just visit today, disabilitycampaign.org.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ah, love that song. Love it. Welcome back, Kate Daly's show. And for chiropractic care, get over to DixieChiro.com. Ward Wagner is the best and helped my husband. He's amazing. And they also help put on some of these events, too, that we get to go to. And true patriots. I just love what they do. And they actually do a $99 initial exam so that you can go over. You can check out all of their new technology. They have just about everything in the book. So any way to help you, they've got it every single way. DixieChiro.com, Dixie Chiropractic, just a fantastic outfit. Love those guys over there. And they do great work, too. Just visit DixieChiro.com. I'll take calls, too, but I 888-673-1450. Go ahead and call in. This headline, I wanted to come out of my skin. Salt Lake Tribune, of course, wrote this. Utah's budget surplus is set to grow. What will lawmakers do with the extra cash? Can you believe this? How about give it back to us? They act like the government has a pot of money that somehow, some way, they have the money tree in the backyard. And the audacity of putting out an article that says Utah's budget surplus is set to grow because of the COVID bucks. What will lawmakers do with all the extra cash? You got a lot of cojones to put out an article like that when it's our money. It's our money. I'm almost like stunned of the audacity of putting this out there. So this was just the first paragraph. Let me just share this with you. Billions of dollars in federal COVID-19 relief spending boosted Utah's economy during the past year. Let me say that again. Billions of dollars, well, trillions really, let's get it right, in federal COVID-19 relief spending boosted our economy. And you wonder why they keep it going this 400 days later, why they try to keep it going. Okay. And then it goes on to say the spending fuel is astonishing, an astonishing increase fueled an astonishing increase in tax collections for the state. And it appears that the trend may continue. If it does, lawmakers may have lots of additional money to spend next year. You've been prostituted out for the dollars they're talking about in this article. They got a lot of cash from locking us down and keeping us locked down with states of emergency that should have never happened. Okay. And now they're bragging. They're literally bragging about the money. The new revenue numbers from the Utah State Tax Commission show overall tax collections for the first 9 months of fiscal year, $1.52 billion more than the same period last year. And they are super excited about all this extra cash. And now they're acting like it's some big Christmas present from the feds who have no authority, have zero authority, especially even now 400 days later, to keep giving our state tons of cash for keeping us under their thumb, controlling events. This is really amazing that they can actually put this out there and brag about it. I'm just, wow. What are we going to do, you guys? This is getting a little, I just, you think that they would want to hide this a little bit more, be a little more embarrassed that they got all this money for doing all of these things, but no, no. And I also want to say this, the government can stomp its feet over the school districts that are giving, some type of exemption to the parents. It has to be mental or medical, which completely sucks because of the fact that you have to declare that your kid has something mental going on in order to get the exemption. And I don't like that. But they were the only ones to even give the parents an option, right? So they can stomp their feet all they want, the government, about that. but the health department is not going after anybody. So there's no excuse, right? There's no excuse for any of this. So why can't this county then change this for the kids now, right? The health department's not doing a thing over it. They already said long ago that they weren't going to punish people. They weren't going to, you know, they don't have the authority to do it anyway, but they weren't going to go out and actively do that, or at least try that scare tactic. So there's really, I love it that the government can stomp its feet here. Cox's administration can stomp its feet, but honestly, if the health department's not compliant in doing what they want them to do to these schools, then they can't do anything. And they really can't do anything anyway. So I just have to say that. I also wanted to say that in his fraudulency's speech, he said that it's the patriotic responsibility, for God's sakes. This is what he said. That's his quote. Defends wearing a mask after he was allegedly vaccinated. It's a patriotic responsibility to wear a mask. I've never seen such a more political statement that had nothing to do with health for the very reason that they're wearing it. That statement alone should tell you volumes. He didn't say he's wearing it because he doesn't want to die. He's saying it's your patriotic responsibility to kind of get into line with everything they tell you to do because they tell you to do it. How nice. I just had to pass that on. I could not believe it. I was just a little surprised. By the way, passports, normalizing the abnormal. They went from saying we're not planning COVID passports, or it could be in the year 2023, or they may be long term. And in 3 months' time now, they're really pushing the narrative that we need them immediately. How do you feel about that? How will that change things for everybody? I tell you what, we're moving into some weird territory where we're going to feel more confined. And that is the only thing they have, is to lean on the companies to get the companies to play ball with them. These weak companies, the ones that will do their bidding, to get them to make sure that the only way we get to enjoy life is to have a vaccine passport. Please do not be bullied into taking the vaccine because of these reasons. I can't even imagine feeling like people are even doing it because they think that this is going to go through quickly. So they're going down and doing it because they don't want to lose out on their life. If enough Americans don't fly, if enough Americans just go, fine, you know what, these companies are just going to go down, then I think that's actually a really good thing. Take the stand, say no, and don't let them bully you. Because I can't imagine doing it as a precursor. Well, I think they're going to do this eventually, so I'll just go ahead and do it now. And a lot of people are doing the vaccine because they think that it is so safe. Others are saying, well, it's free. Can you even imagine doing this because you think, well, hey, they're not charging me? That's as bad as the feminist women with the whole marching for birth control to get covered. I mean, you can't afford birth control. And so this is why another ploy, another reason, like Spencer Cox said about making treats, you know, for people to get them to take the vaccine. And if you're fully vaccinated, you should be so proud. And I thought, you know what, there's a lot of things happening to a lot of people. And Dr. Lee Merritt was talking about that last night. There's a lot of people experiencing now very, very strange symptoms when it comes to being around somebody even that has been fully vaccinated. And they're experiencing complications themselves as the unvaccinated. The other thing that she said that they've been seeing more of as doctors is no platelets. People have no platelets? What? This is very strange occurrence. I asked her last night, have you seen these? Because I had talked about this with her. Have you seen this kind of fallout from a vaccine before? Bleeding disorders, miscarriages are up, all of these things. And it even says on the fact sheet, if you're planning to have a family, don't take the shot. That's a pretty damning statement to make, isn't it? On the fact sheet alone. But she said, we're seeing like different brain bleeds that don't normally happen. They're very rare. Or we're seeing people with zero platelets all of a sudden. It's wiping out people's platelets. That to me is so dangerous. I can't even imagine. I just can't imagine ponying up for this, but yourself up for this, but people are. And I did want to mention South Dakota too. South Dakota, what she needs to do with South Dakota is tell the Biden administration where to go. It's her state. She doesn't even need to bring that to court. They're trying to stop her from doing fireworks for the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore. What a ridiculous thing. She doesn't have to go to court with that. She just needs to do her fireworks. I mean, I don't know why she's even bothering with that, but there you go. Anyway, the Biden administration, yes, in a more political statement, didn't want her to do the fireworks. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate.
Yes.
A couple things.
Sure.
Cox statement. We're constantly bombarded with disinformation, and they use the language against us all the time.
Yes.
So he says, if you go, this is tyranny where there's no law, and yet they're telling us you are required to wear these masks, even though the health department's not enforcing when they have no authority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's patriotism. So if he's saying if you don't go along with tyranny, you're not patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go along with it, you're patriotic.
Yeah.
And what do they call that in 1984? Doublespeak.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite. Your patriotism, you support, and American patriotism, you support freedom in the American system. And they're saying you support the communist system, you're patriotic. And another example we're talking about early, spinelessness, no backbone. This is a propaganda line they've used for Republicans for many decades, because people will tolerate a spineless politician a lot more than a politician that's intentionally standing against their freedoms. It's not that they don't stand up. Almost every one of these Republicans that we call spineless, that aren't doing the right thing, but say the right things, but not doing the right things, it's by intent. They're not. It's not that they don't stand up for what's right. They are intentionally standing for what's wrong. And we've got to stop using this. Judging by their fruits solely, and their fruits consistently show it's not weakness, cowardice. They're standing with the devil. This is really important to not continue to use this propaganda line, spineless, because that's what they tell us to use. They're yellow,
right,
and so forth. One example of that, this has been done several times. When the Republicans get control of the Congress, their voting record in support of the Constitution consistently, right across the board, almost all of them, drops way down. Because when they're not in office, they can vote the right way because those bills are never going to pass because they don't have a majority. But when they have a majority, we've seen this for decades. A big measurement was the Freedom Index with the John Birch Society, the American Magazine, and the Trim Bulletins. We continually saw about a 20% decrease in them voting with the Constitution when they're in power. That doesn't happen because they're spineless. It's by intent.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Great comment, Mark. So much to say. There's so much to say with 30 seconds. When I come back, I'm going to tackle this person's story about what happened when his country went down and it wasn't expected. They just kept thinking that it wasn't going to happen. And his story is so compelling about what were the hot items? What were the things that he would want people to know about and that they can prepare for right now? And there were some things I had never thought of before. So I thought I would pass along this information to you in the next hour. And then in the final hour, I want to play something from a guest I've had on the show a few times. And he talks a little bit about the history of science. And it's really compelling and interesting to listen to because it's something that you really need to talk to your kids about and something that's not taught in school. So a lot of information today, and I really do hope that you chime in. Number one, I'll have some calls come through. And then also, I want to make sure that you write stuff down too, because this is really interesting, fascinating stuff today, and I really want to share it with you. I'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's an awesome product. I've got my uncle on it, my mom on it. I've got four or five of my best friends from high school on it. They all have their own little story to tell about this product. So kudos. It's just an amazing product.
I'm a food delivery driver. I drive semis and I unload up to 1,000 cases of food by hand every day. And what this has done for me, it has been my attention span, my energy, and my focus. I can just feel it in my body.
At Balance of Nature, customer success is our success. Let's hear from some of our employees.
I love the fact that I can come to my job every day and help our customers achieve the health goals that they want to attain. Every time I hear a success story, it brings a smile to my face and automatically improves my mood. Customer success is our success, and that just makes me very happy when I hear that they are succeeding on their health goals.
Come and grow with us. Apply today by going to balanceofnature.com/careers.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George. 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.